It's Wednesday, October 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Congress says big tech is a monopoly. AT&T ends DSL with big implications. And Eero partners with ISPs. This is the Business of Tech. The House Judiciary Committee has released its report on Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Apple. They say the companies are monopolies and need to be broken up. Quote, "To put it simply, companies that once were scrappy underdog startups that challenged the status quo have become the kinds of monopolies we last saw in the era of oil barons and railroad tycoons," the 449-page report explains. Although these firms have delivered clear benefits to society, the dominance of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google has come at a price. These firms typically run the marketplace while also competing in it, a position that enables them to write one set of rules for others while they play by another, or to engage in a form of their own private quasi-regulation that is unaccountable to anyone but themselves. Why do we care? A reminder, these companies represent over one-third of the entire value of the S&P 100. One-third. When I reference the stock market not reflecting the economy, this is a major data point. This is the biggest movement on antitrust in technology since Microsoft, and it will have significant implications. We don't know which of the recommendations will be implemented, but they are sweeping and significant to the view of antitrust in the US. So we care for two reasons. First, we care to watch the outcomes. I don't expect to see much at the federal level this calendar year, but once we know the election results, we can start making predictions. Second, and short term, the tech lash is real. Consumers are a lot less trustful of technology and less enamored with the market. If you preach being the trusted advisor, know that trust is harder to get and more valuable when you hold it. Be diligent with that resource. AT&T is discontinuing its DSL service, just as a new report indicates that AT&T has only deployed its fiber to the home to less than 30% of the households in its 21-state territory. The company intends to target wealthy, non-rural areas in its fiber upgrades. Quoting from Ars Technica, "Across the predominantly rural counties in AT&T's national footprint, only 5% of households have access to fiber," the report said. "In urban areas, the situation is better but not problem-free. 70% of households in urban counties still lack access to fiber from AT&T because the company has made fiber available to only 14.7 million households out of 48.4 million total households in these counties," the report said. AT&T prioritizes network upgrades to wealthier areas, leaving lower-income communities with outdated technologies. Households with fiber available have medium income, 34% higher than those with DSL only, the report also said. For 28% of the households in its network footprint, AT&T's internet service does not meet the FCC's 25-3 benchmark to be considered broadband, the CWA-NDIA report said. Why do we care? I'm going to keep observing this. The telcos are limiting your market. Rural customers, less affluent communities, all being blocked out from being your customer if they are bandwidth constrained. The FCC hasn't even updated the 25/3 benchmark, which many of us would likely challenge as outdated, and they can't hit that. Now with work distributed, the data exposes the real discrepancy. Here's where regulation matters, because the free market isn't solving it alone. And remember, limiting your market. And now you have less options than you did before, with that discontinuation of DSL. Eero is moving beyond consumers and partnering with internet service providers. The Amazon-owned router company has announced Eero for Service Providers, an offering that includes hardware and software tools for ISPs. It will be available in the US and Canada starting in November, with more features coming in December and throughout 2021. Eero says it's offering the tools at attractive price points. Reporting from The Verge. Why do we care? Two reasons. First, I suspect there are some enterprising providers that can take advantage of this program. Second, it's competitive. If ISPs can include more of the wireless offerings, this will enter the SMB market as well. It won't be just consumers that use this. It will be microbusinesses and SMBs. Heads up, when I say infrastructure alone won't drive your business, stories like this are why I say it, and each little small story adds up. The MSP event of the year is back. This time, it's virtual and free to attend. SureWeb's Accelerate 2020 offers a comprehensive online program to help you gear up for the future of managed services. Industry experts will deliver thought leadership sessions and hands-on workshops on sales, marketing, financials, strategic business planning, and customer engagement. Also available will be one-on-one meetings and fun virtual networking. Want to stay relevant in a disrupted world? Join us from anywhere on October 21st and 22nd. Registration is open at accelerate.sureweb.com. Thanks for listening. Lots of stories today, so I will end this and talk to you again tomorrow.